Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? Good afternoon. This is The Startup. I'm your girl, Monique Leray. Happy Sunday. Happy Father's Day. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I'm checking in from my car again. Two reasons why I'm in my car. One is my reception sucks at home. So I'm waiting still on my magic box. So shout out to Sprint. What's up with my magic box? Just kidding. All right. And then the second reason is I'm doing a podcast, you know, set up in my house, like a little studio. So, you know, you can't rush perfection. So until then, I am in my car using the internet here at one of the stores, and we do what we do because we're the startup, right? Today we have some amazing guests. So I'll get right to it. I'm with Sanaya Benson. Sanaya, how are you today?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for having us on the show today, Mo.
I would love it. And just, you know, we've got a Petrino Wisdom as well, and I think we're waiting to patch her through. But right now, let's just talk about who you are, what you do, and then we'll meet Miss Wisdom.
It actually looks like she has jumped on, but my name is Sanaya Benson. I am a new associate with the Wealth Wisdom Warriors, and I have just joined the team recently, but doing amazing things. We're helping families build wealth and get their affairs in order. And so Petrina is the expert on this, and she's actually right here ready to go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but I need to know what this title is. Wealth Warriors, what the hell? This is amazing.
Okay. Wealth Wisdom Warriors is actually Petrina's brainchild. So again, we're going to let her do that. We're going to let her pop in. There she is.
Well, it looks like she's having technical. Are we having a little technical? Petrina, can you hear us? I think I just got, my producer just told me there's technical.
We hear you. I hear you.
Hello, Petrina. How are you?
Hi, gorgeous people. Move where I was. I just couldn't. I can hear you all, but you couldn't hear me.
Got it. Well, you're
here. We are. We did it.
Okay. Yeah, you're a little frozen. But that's all right. Yeah, but you look pretty. I mean, you're okay. There you are. Nice to see you. All right. Tell the viewers and the listeners
nice
who you are. Yes.
So my name is Petrina Wisdom, and I also go by the Badass Bodacious Babe. I have a Badass Bodacious Life movement. I'm an author, a speaker, a wealth mentor, and so really I'm all about transformation and helping people live a really full and badass life.
I love that. I really do. So tell us how we can do that. I mean, we're all quarantined, you know, there's a lot of things going on. People are fucking stressed. How can we take that stress ball of a pandemic and a civil, you know, movement and financial collapse and all that and move that into success and wealth at this moment? What can we do that's practical?
Well, you know what? I teach wealth on more of a holistic level. So for me, it's not just the financial piece. It's the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, and the financial. So I'll start with the spiritual and the mental. And for me, everything begins with self-care. You have to take care of yourself. We specifically as women, we have a habit of like serving everybody else, especially when we have children. I have four and a widow with four children, so single mom. And
wow.
And an entrepreneur on top of it. So, you know, when you're in those positions where you're having to be everything to everybody, we have a tendency to forget about ourselves. So what I've learned in my years is that you have to put yourself first. You have to fill your cup, fill your gas tank so that you can be all to everyone else and still, you know, feel amazing. So that's where it all starts, is knowing who you are and being strong in who you are.
I love that you are addressing that because it's something that we kind of, a lot, I can't speak for all women, but a lot of us just kind of take things on. Is it a natural thing? Or is it taught? What do you think?
No.
Why do you think that is? Why do we do that?
I believe we're programmed at a very young age, right? So we as women, specifically Black women as well, right? Or women of color, period, Mexican women, Indian women, like we do a lot, you know? And I think it's the strength of our parents, you know, our moms, our aunts, our grandparents that send this message that in order to be all woman, we have to be able to do it all, right? This whole superwoman mask and cape. And I'll tell you, in 2009, I lost my husband to suicide and I had 3 children at the time. And then I found out I was pregnant the same day that he passed.
Overnight
I became, you know, a single mom, head of household, inherited our financial business. And I already had my own businesses in the healing arts and the creative arts space. So up until that point, I was the do-all for everyone, the nurturer. I built shit. I cooked the dinner. I made money. Like, I had sex every night. I made sure I looked pretty, you know. Like, yeah. That's the messaging that we get as little girls. And he passed, and I really had to kind of take a hard look and say, is what I'm doing working?
Sure.
And it wasn't working.
And where's the fun in it for you? Like, where's the glass of wine and the Knott's Berry Farm trip in there for you, or wherever you want to go? So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. Okay. I mean, up until that point, I had taken trips. I would go to the spa. I would do all of those things. I put everybody else's needs first, and that became very depleting at a certain point. So the turning point for me is when I said, you know what? Yeah, I have a 10-month-old and a business and all these other things going on. But I needed to take a trip by myself, no children, just really take time out to soul search and get back on my journey of who I am.
I love that. So let's talk about this wealth badass empire that you and Sanaya are building and how my listeners and viewers can be a part of it and what we can do today to build towards wealth.
Yes, absolutely. So I come from the personal development space, like I told you. And when my husband passed, I wanted to continue my work in the personal development space, but I also saw how important the work that we do in the financial industry is. So specifically what we do is we educate families. We educate individuals and families on how money works so that they can help have money work for them. Because most of us go through our whole lives working for money, but then we don't save it. We're not investing it properly. We have retirement plans and investments and all of these different things, but we don't really know how they work. So are they really getting us to where we want to go? So one of the things that we do is that we actually customize financial plans for people. All financial companies do financial plans, but the difference is that most financial companies are captive, so they only have certain things they can offer. And the other part of it is that they're only serving the market. Like if you don't have $250,000 or more, a lot of them won't talk to you. And if they do, they're going to charge you thousands of dollars to sit down and put together that plan. So for us, we function much like a nonprofit in the sense that we're spreading the financial education. We don't leave any family behind. We don't care if you have $50 a month to save or $500,000. We want to get you on track to your specific financial goals. So we do a financial needs analysis where we're not just looking at one part of your finances. We're looking at all of it, your cash flow, your debt, your proper protection, everything, and then putting a plan together for you. And we never charge our clients for that because we have access to hundreds of companies, all that you've heard of, Nationwide, Fidelity, Prudential, all these companies, and they pay us to service the clients.
You're frozen again, but we can still hear you. So,
okay.
So let me just ask, is this kind of like, do you remember prepaid legal?
I've heard of prepaid legal.
Is it like all these companies come together and it's like an MLM and then that's how us little guys can kind of come in? Because it's kind of, it's a network of businesses, or can you explain the breakdown to people?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how the prepaid legal system works, but we are not MLM, we're not pyramid, we're nothing like that. The way that the financial industry works, we actually train and develop people to become a broker or to build their own agency. So like in Sanaya's case, I'm training and developing her. Right now she's an agent, so she's just going out and trading time for money. But similar to a mortgage broker, a loan, mortgage broker, real estate broker, doctors, things of that nature, we have the ability to help people actually start their brokerage. So they do it under the umbrella of our company, though, yes.
Can I switch back to Sanaya? Because you're frozen, but we got all of that. Sanaya, where are you?
I'm in Seattle.
Hi, dear. Okay, so and she can still hear us. So tell us what your specific duties are as an agent today.
You said my specific duties as an agent. So in working with Wealth Wisdom Warriors at this time, what my job to do is to sit down with a family and, like she said, go through the financial needs analysis, find out what their goals, their dreams, their timeline, and their budget is. And then what we do is go out and shop the market. And with the 120 companies or so that we have relationships with, we come back to the client, sort of open the menu, have them take a look and, you know, see what it is that they may need. And that's exactly what we do.
I love this. So I'm excited because I think this is so totally applicable to this time, this moment in time. If someone has, like you said, Patrina, if they have $50, $125, $500, you know, they can still work towards this wealth, right?
Exactly, because the key is to get started. The key is to get started, and it's also to have your money someplace where you're not risking loss, but you also have the opportunity to get the upside as far as the compound interest so that your money is earning your money. So the thing with traditional financial service companies is that you have to have a certain amount to start. And that's really one of the things that makes us different and why we're revolutionizing the industry, because these companies have learned that we have so much reach in the middle American market that they've actually created things that we're able to get people started with and start to build their wealth in that way. So somebody could be saving $100 a month, you know, or something along those lines. So the exact same products, that are available with other companies, but with lower limits because of the market that we serve.
This is great. I'm sorry we keep missing your face. There you are. All right, Patrina, there's Sanaya. Sanaya, let's go to you, and then I'm gonna go back to Patrina. Maybe the signal will get stronger. Sanaya, give us your contact. Where can people find you if they want to hire you as an agent to help them along their wealth journey?
So actually right now I can give you my personal email address, which is since I am newly licensed, we are setting up my right. I know. Things like that. So all of that is in order, but you can reach me at my email address. It's sanaya.shaw@gmail.com, and it's spelled sinaya.shaw@gmail.com.
Stay right there, Sanaya. Don't hang up. Patrina, can you give us your handle, how we can find you on social media, and where we can reach out?
Yes, absolutely. So if they want to learn more about exactly what we do, you can go to wealthwisdomwarriors.com. That's one resource. I have also patrinawisdom.com. And then when it comes to social media, everywhere I'm Patrina Wisdom. So I'm like really easy to find. That worries my mother, but you know.
Oh, I know. You keep a P.O. box and you move around in your car, wherever you are.
Yeah, it's all good. Yes, that's the beauty of our business.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was just going to say that's the beauty of our business model is that, you know, previously we were sitting with people in office and in home. And during this quarantine over the past few months, we were obviously working from home. We went 100% digital overnight, and our company has grown by 80% during the quarantine.
Really great. I love that. And, you know, a lot of businesses had to go overnight digitally. They're fucking along. Well, you're beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you for the background.
Thank you.
I'm jealous.
I am. It's Father's Day, so I'm here with my family for Father's Day, and I was like, oh, man, we booked this a while ago. I didn't realize we were going to be at the beach, but this is the beauty of it. We can do this from anywhere. You're in your car, Sanaya is in Seattle.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you back when the connection's better and it's not Father's Day. And
Absolutely.
Write some more things down for people. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
All right. So thank good you. To meet you. Thank you.
You too. Sanaya, don't go anywhere. I need you to stay there for a minute. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Because I need to talk. We need to just plug. Also, you know, before Ronan is, do I have anyone in the waiting room? You could just type me, Ronan. By the way, you guys, Ronan is my badass producer. He's behind the scenes. He puts the glue, you know, and holds this whole thing together because I, you know, it's a hot mess sometimes. Okay. No one's next yet. Okay, that's okay. We have Christina Schiaponte, Biddle, that's going to be coming on, giving us money tips and updates. But all right, Sanaya, tell us, you're in Seattle. How's Seattle doing?
Seattle is amazing. I'm here visiting my daughter and her wife and my grandson. So it's actually, yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous out here right now.
You stuck up there? You didn't tell me.
I know. I did. I'm sneaking back on Monday. So we're definitely
going to be. Okay, good. Okay, good. And for the viewers and listeners that don't know, Samaya is one of my best friends. She puts up with me all the time. I'm calling. I always call her having a meltdown and she like helps me out. But
Same.
But we do business together too. Yeah. I've got some eye cream I have been using.
I just used some right before we jumped on. Thank you.
I love it. So let's plug your other side hustle, because when you're building an empire, you have to have more than one hustle, okay? So your skin looks amazing. Can you share with everyone what you use? You're welcome.
So thank you. As Monique is saying there, it is very important to have multiple streams of income. And she and I are the same in that we are, you know, hustlers. We like to get it done. I also do sell Mary Kay, and you can check out my website at www.marykay.com/Sanaya Benson. So my first name and last name, www.marykay.com/Sanaya Benson. And please come and check out some of this amazing eye cream. We've been using the Time Wise collection, all of it. Reach out to me. Let me know if you need any samples. I'm your girl.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so tell us how you became interested in these things, you know? Like, can you give that person that's, you know, looking to start something, they don't know really where to start, can you give them some info?
Yeah, sure. So absolutely. So I myself have my biggest goal, my main dream is to have my own business in the healing arts, in energy healing. But there are different steps that need to be taken. And along the way, I've tried to, you know, step into different avenues just to kind of create that extra money, you know, something on the side. And so that's how Mary Kay happened. And the way that the Wealth Wisdom Warriors relationship took place was I was at the end of my employment with the previous corporate company. And a friend of mine, Harry L. Corsair, approached me with that opportunity. And I'm like, you know what? I'm looking around for different things and I'm just keeping my eyes open, just putting feelers out. What else can I do on the side? I'll also be opening my own online store with a business partner. So we'll be getting that going. It'll be a metaphysical store. So all these different little things that I'm like, you know, touching on to get to my ultimate dream. So I think it's important to do that to gain the knowledge and to just try to see what it is, see what it takes to run your own business and come into the right context and get the right tutelage, get the right mentors. And that's just what I've been doing along my path. I know my friends kind of laugh at me. It's like, I'm always reaching out to them. Guys, I'm doing this now. I'm selling Zija. I'm selling Mary Kay. I'm with the Warriors. I'm doing this and I do it all the time. And although they may be like, oh, Sanaya, what now? I'm really trying to just grow. I'm always trying to grow and look for the next thing. So you got to do that. You got to be flexible.
You know, I think that, you know, at this time, it's a really good time to just sit and figure it out, whatever that is. And, absolutely. You know, one thing can lead to the next.
And it has.
And you look happy, though. I mean, you don't look just stressed out or anything.
No, not at all. No stress whatsoever. And especially when you are doing what you're doing with Wealth Wisdom Warriors. Like I said, we are helping families that the bigger companies are not willing to help. So that really makes me happy. There's a connection being made there. Whereas while I was in the former corporate company, there was no connection. Like I'm, you know, selling products, although they were amazing, they weren't really, they had no impact on the people I was selling to.
Well, you look effing happy going. You're doing something you love. Enjoy your family time. I love you. I've got Christina on the East Coast. From the East Coast. Be
you
safe.
Guys have a good
connect us to Naya. We love you.
Thank you. Love you. Thanks for having
me. Christina, where are you, girlfriend? I know you're here. Ronan told me you are. All right, let's see. We'll get you patched through. Next up, we have Christina, our badass Southern Belle, and she's our money girl. And I think you're here. Are you here, Christina? Oh, my gosh, you guys. If you're not following me on Instagram, do that today. Monique LeRae Stinson. Monique, LoreStinson. Or follow The Startup with Monique LeRae or Cap Aquarius Media. All three will get you connected to me, and we will make some beautiful things happen during this really ugly time and, you know, maximize our time together. Want to give a shout out to my sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wine. Leah just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Leah Solberg. Thank you so much for everything you do. And you guys need some wine in quarantine, go to MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. And I think we have Christina coming through. Let's see. Christina, what's going on, girl? Are you here? Well, while we're
yes,
looking
I'm
on
here.
This. Oh,
I'm
hello, beautiful.
Hello. It has been a challenge today.
I know, but we made it. You're a badass. I'm not worried about you. You always make it work.
I'm wondering if we're going to make it.
You look really, really pretty. Did you, like, prep for this? Look at you.
This is pandemic pandemonium is what it is. This is a hot mess.
This is not pandemic coffee anymore. You look effing gorgeous. All right, you've got the floor, my lady. You've got the full 20 minutes. Tell us what you've learned. And if you guys haven't heard or seen Christina before, she's giving us another update on financial nationwide. She is one of our pandemic posse money girls. So go ahead and go.
Well, basically, I want to start off with, this is a huge question that everybody's asking me right now is, are we going to get another stimulus package? Are we going to get another stimulus check?
Yes.
Right now, the House has come up with a stimulus package. From what I understand, the Senate is coming up with a package. And of course, Numbnuts in office has his own idea. obviously nothing is going to happen though, but until closer to the election, because it is being used as a ploy, for people to get their votes. Cause you know, when they send out the checks, he sends a letter from the White House saying that basically I sent you this. Anyway,
I want to see that letter cause I still don't have a check. Do you have that letter? We would love to see that. Show us later. You know what? She's
going to
send a picture. We'll post it on Instagram.
I will. So what we have, though, is we have got the possibility of another stimulus package coming out, but what it's going to entail, we don't know. First of all, though, I want to cover some things with the unemployment. Let me explain this to you. With unemployment, what we have now is we have a state portion and a federal portion.
Yes.
The state portion is usually what pays the least. It's like $200, maybe $300 a week. Mm-hmm. The $600 is the federal portion. Now, I have told my clients, and I have also said on your show, make sure you have taxes taken out of your unemployment check.
Yes.
Okay. I have spoken to several of my clients, and through speaking to them, they have said, well, I'm getting my $875 a week. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I told you to have your taxes, federal and state, withheld. And they said, well, okay. I did that. Long story short, they're not holding taxes out of these checks like you ask.
Wow.
And the reason why.
Okay, tell us.
The only thing I can figure out, because I can't get anybody from the federal government or any state on the phone with unemployment. But the only thing I can figure is, so if you make a certain amount of money, you may not qualify to have taxes taken out because it is so little.
Okay.
But like I've stated earlier, when you start adding this check and this check and this check, then yes, it becomes taxable.
Right.
Right. But the government doesn't know you're getting this check, and this check. So what you need to do is, since the government is not going to hold out taxes on these for some people, you need to hold it out yourself.
Put it in a savings and accrue some interest, maybe? I know that's what you're going to say.
Yes, that was what I was going to suggest. Either that, or here's what you can do also. Savings accounts are not earning much now. Yeah. But if you could go with a money market, or if you could go with a CD through a bank, get a certificate of deposit. And see, that way, those are your higher interest earning accounts. And that way, while you're doing your deposits, the money is making you money, things like that. And the thing about it is, I tell people 10%, hold out 10% federal, at least 3 or 4% state. Well, at the end of the year, if you don't need all that money, then you can still leave it in those accounts and just pull out what you do need. Because, you know, other people are going to have business deductions, or they're going to have a standard, you know, different deductions or expenses. And if you're able to itemize, that would increase that. But that's what I'm saying, is just make sure that you are responsible enough to put your money back.
Quick question on that. Quick question. With the money market and the stock market being what it is, how do people know they're going to make money on that and that won't just disappear?
Well, there is a difference between a money market and a stock market. The money market, you cannot lose. You cannot lose any money in a money market because, number one, it is FDIC insured. But also, it does not hinge on the stock market. It is similar to a savings account, but it has a higher interest rate.
Any CD that you suggest for people?
Well, it just depends on your needs. Now, a CD, if you do a CD, you can get CDs anywhere from 3-6 months to a year. Now, if you pull out a CD before it matures, say within 3 months, let's say you bought a 6-month CD and you pull it out in 3 months, you're going to pay a penalty for an early withdrawal.
Got it.
So whatever, like right now, you would be better off doing, say, a 6-month CD. Mm-hmm. And also, too, the longer term CD you have, the higher the interest rate's going to be that they'll pay you. So your short-term interest rates are, your short-term CDs are not going to earn you as much as, say, a 6-month CD.
That's a good tip. That's actually a really good tip. And if you don't have a CD, you don't know what that is, look into it, look into the differences. What else do you have for us?
Well, also, I wanted to go over some of the payment, payroll protection program, the new legislation on that.
Yes.
And I wanted to touch on some things such as that. Now, in the beginning, they stated that 75% of it had to be used on payroll, while 25% was used on other business expenses.
That's right.
Okay. It has now changed to 60-40. So now only 60% has to be used on payroll and 40% can be used on other expenses, mortgage, rent, things like that.
And you have to keep employees on. You can't just get the money and fire them. That's part of the deal.
Well, and there's another, but now there's, I've figured out a couple loopholes on that too. But anyway,
okay.
So, and another thing too is whenever they dispersed these loans, they gave people a certain amount of time to use them in. They gave people, it was 8 weeks.
Okay.
That has now been extended to 24 weeks. So now the businesses have 24 weeks to exhaust the loan proceeds. Now, here's the thing though, for people who obtain any payroll protection loans, if they get them after July 16th, you are not going to be eligible for the full 24 weeks. The full 24 weeks started in, I believe it was April. So if you started in July, this means you won't be able to take advantage of the full 24 weeks. But here's another thing. So if let's say you have employees, and this is a tip here on how to spend some of that payroll money if you've got any extra. Let's say you have an employee that you got some of the PPP money, but mm-hmm. since then, when you laid them off, they've decided, I'm not coming back. I found me another job. I'm not coming back. Well, you would actually be liable for some of that money. But here's the thing. If you get them to sign a statement stating that they voluntarily quit, or were dismissed for, not performing job duties, or for whatever reason they need to be dismissed, just make sure you have documentation, because you can get relief for that. As long as you have documentation, yes, that can be, that money that was not spent in that manner on that person can be also forgiven, as long as you have documentation. Okay. Now, what some people are doing, what some people are doing also, and I've recommended, let's say you've got an employee and their hours have been cut, their pay's been cut or whatever, and then you've got another one that made a little bit more or whatever, you have to show your payroll. And that's another big part of this PPP is record keeping, because the Small Business Association, probably they have 6 years to audit you. So for 6 years after you've gotten this money, you need to maintain employment records. Now, you can recategorize some of the employment payroll funds. So even though they may have made, the person that's no longer there made $10 now, well, now you've got somebody else that's making, I don't know, let's just say $12 an hour. Well, you need to make up that extra $3 so you don't end up getting penalized for that and not get that forgiven. So what you do is you can categorize it as hazard pay.
Well, it is kind of a hazard right now.
Hell yeah, it is. So you can consider it hazard pay or sick pay, whatever you want to do to recategorize it into payroll. Now, let's see here.
Did you freeze there, Christina?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay, you froze for a minute. There you are.
At the end of May, Congress went back and they made it a little easier, and they gave more exemptions for payroll and for the small businesses to be forgiven, because they were really strict. Now, I was trying to think here. Basically, the recategorization of that payroll and the record keeping, that is what I really want to hit on, is record keeping, because I'm going to be honest, I'm a tax accountant and I suck at it. Everybody else's stuff I do, it's in order, but mine is a hot mess. I just didn't create some of the IRS. If I ever get audited, I'll be like, here, that's y'all's mess.
I mean, the drinks must be flowing at your house, because paperwork, I only have so much bandwidth for paperwork and then I'm done. So yeah. I don't know.
Record keeping, you need to make sure that you have everything documented. If somebody doesn't come into work, if somebody quits or whatever, yes, you need to have things documented. Now, another thing with expenses as well is, number one, the government doesn't take bank statements. In case people out there don't realize this, the government, if you were to get audited, the IRS, if you handed them bank statements, they would not accept it as an expense. They would say, we're adding all that income back, because how do we know that that Walmart receipt or that Walmart charge wasn't for household items? Which is one of the reasons.
You need to itemize. You have to have itemized receipts for everything.
Yes, you do. So a bank statement is not going to work unless it's, say, for rent. Because, you might pay somebody in rent, say, an automatic debit or something. Now, it would work for that. But, or your power bill for the business, that would work. But now, as far as like Walmart supplies, things like that, it's not going to work. Your payroll. Like I was saying a minute ago, the Small Business Association, they are going to be, and they can go back for 6 years. So in 5 years, if they decide to audit you, then you need to have your records, whether it is electronic or paper records. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, and what they include in that is your 940s, which are your annual FUTA, federal unemployment tax. And then you've got your 941s, and that also reconciles your 941s. Your 941s are your quarterly payroll, where, or it could be your monthly payroll. You're not, no, excuse me, 945s are that. 941 is your quarterly payrolls. all these numbers get crazy.
That's a lot.
Yes, so you'll need to keep your 941s in order. There is so much. There are also, I was reading the other day about some things that can trigger an audit for this payroll protection.
Let's hear that. I'm sure people want to hear the things to avoid or the things that trigger so we can avoid them for sure.
Well, if you ended up getting, okay, let's say that you have an inordinate amount of employees that don't come back. Let's say, because see, with these forms that you're going to be turning into the SBA, then it's going to say you have 6 employees for this quarter. Well, whenever you go and apply for the forgiveness and you only have 2, they're going to say, yeah, okay, where are the other 4? You spent this money and you say it was on payroll. How did you do it?
That's
why you recategorize it as hazard pay, sick pay, whatever. Now, you can also, another thing too that the SBA is letting people do is, along with the payroll protection program, you can also apply for some of your economic and disaster loans through the SBA. So once you get one, that does not disqualify you from something else. You just have to, when they come in to audit you or if they ask you for records, they can't be duplicates.
Can we just talk about that for just 2 seconds? When you apply for this, are they running credit? Because I thought that they were basing this on your income in the business. What are they doing to qualify people?
Okay, so the way you qualify for the PPP was, it was based on, if I'd have known that was going to be a question, I'd have the exact formula.
No, but I'll give you one by memory.
It goes by payroll, how many people are on the payroll, the average annual income.
Right.
And then that is what people did is they gave the banks the last 12 months worth of payroll records that they had, the 941s, and then the bank basically said, okay, this is what we can loan you based on that amount.
Got
you spent out. Now, as far as paying it back, people need, after the 24 weeks, people can start applying for forgiveness. Now, from what I'm reading, though, on the forgiveness part, people are going to need an accountant, an attorney, and a banker to figure out the formula. I have the formula here. I'm not even going into it right now.
We gotta give you a whole hour one day so that you can actually do all of it.
Well, I would actually like to do a PowerPoint one day.
Okay.
And that way, because I'm much better if I've got something I can point to people. And
you're like weather girl. You're a weather girl for money. We like it.
That's right. Let's see here. Supposedly there are some grants available through the economic and injury grants.
A
lot of people are qualifying for it because some of these things are not based on credit. It is based on prior payroll or things like that. But they are, some of these economic grants are available through the end of the year. All you have to do is go to SBA.gov, see what they have available for your area. Another thing that people don't check out, too, is their commerce. the economic the commerce commission in your area. You know, and another thing I've noticed too, and I saw this happen in a county that I'm from in North Carolina. The county commissioners are able to get grants through the county for these impoverished areas. And what they're doing is saying, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to let this company have the grant money to either retool or whatever, as long as they bring in jobs. And, you know, there was one company that got a $2 million loan, or not really loan, wow. It was a grant. They paid rent on the new equipment that they used the grant money for. But they had to produce 500 jobs and keep those 500 jobs for 3 years.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, hey, if you own the company and you're getting a $2 million grant and they're paying to retool your, you know, retool your company.
Right.
You know, and that's now, for tax-free, you know, grants are tax-free as well.
Always bringing great information. Go ahead and plug yourself. Tell people how they can find you. She'll be back, you guys. She's permanent through the summer for the pandemic, Posse. And I know there's so much more that you have to share. So we're going to have you back in 2 weeks and give you more time. How can we find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at TaxQueen1. you can, because that's what I try and go by, is the Tax Queen. And then you can premierabc1@gmail.com. Or you're welcome to call the office at area code 910-428-2277. That will be forwarded directly to me wherever I am in this world. And you can also text me.
We love you. We love you. Thank you for being here. We, as in me and everybody that watches. And we've got big plans. What else? What did you want to? Ronan, is Jennifer on hold? Is she in the waiting room, Ronan? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to do, too, is I wanted to let people know that now is the time to invest in stock. If you,
you've been saying that for the last 2 months now.
I have. And look what the stock market has done. People who did invest when it was really low, they have made their money and then some since it has come back up, because it was down in the, 13,000 range, and now it's back up. You know, so, you know, people already could have made some money on it. It's still low. It's still low. So you can still buy into it. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
What's a couple stocks that are cheap that people can do today that you recommend?
Cheap. Well, I would say going with maybe hospitals. There are some organizations that invest in hospitals. So great. You need to talk to your stockbroker about some. They're usually about $30 a share.
Oh, great.
And they pay a quarterly dividend as well. So, you know, talk to your broker about that, because, you know, if anything, everybody's going to be using a hospital now with the COVID, especially with the GOP party.
Oh, my God, I love you. Always amazing. A firecracker, a badass. We love you. Thank you for being here, Christina. We'll see you soon.
See ya. Bye.
Bye, love. All right, you guys, we have one more. We have Jennifer McCray, and she's part of the pandemic posse as well, and she is a nurse, and we're going to switch over to her now. And Jennifer, are you on? We can't see you.
Yeah.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Good. How are you? Is this light okay? We're gonna get a
your hair. You curled your hair. You look gorgeous. I love the red and the black and the yes. Represent.
Well, thank you. Yes, you know I only put makeup on for you.
I love you. So tell everybody, if they didn't get to see you before or hear you before, give everyone your official title, who you are, and what you do.
My name is Jennifer McCray. I am a registered nurse. I do infusion with immunocompromised patients, and I am also a trauma nurse here in Wichita, Kansas.
You know, we've got people from all over the country. We have Seattle today. We have Orange County. We have Wichita. And then we have down in Alabama. So we're covering it all. Why don't you give everyone an update of what you've been seeing? I know that you've been out. Out in the field, helping patients. What have you been seeing with this whole corona? What's the update?
Our hospital admissions seem to be down. We're finally starting to get staffing back up in our hospitals because they had been cutting out all of surgeries. So the surgeries had been canceled for several months, and we were seeing lots of empty rooms because we weren't having lots of surgeries. So now things are ramping up a little bit in terms of capacity in the hospital. But I think we've seen kind of a steady COVID here, but they mostly come from other parts of the state. And we're also by Oklahoma, so we get things from Oklahoma too because of the center that we are. So I think right now things are holding steady. We haven't seen a huge uptick here.
Yeah, and so you make a really good point because of your location. And we know that there was a rally yesterday in Oklahoma, and their numbers were kind of already tipping up a little. What do you anticipate as far as your ICU beds? Like, you know, the numbers of beds now that are being used, do you think, like, percentage-wise, what are you thinking in the next 2 weeks?
I think we may see an uptick, not necessarily because of the rally, but because now people are out and we have ramped up testing. So testing has been much more available, I think, countrywide. And part of the problem initially was we didn't have very many tests. We didn't have a lot of tests, and the tests took a long time. It took 3 or 4 days to get results back. So I think we're getting things back faster. And I know that there are drive-through testing sites all over the country. I have several friends working at those sites. We've got, I think, about a half a dozen testing sites here where people can drive through and get tested. So I don't know that these people are necessarily symptomatic. I think they're people who are just curious as to whether or not they've been exposed and could potentially be asymptomatic carriers.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, you into the office if they had symptoms unless they tested COVID negative. So once they ruled that out, then they were being tested for other things. So I think we may see a little bit of an uptick. And some of that I think is because we've been locked down for months and nobody's been out and been exposed.
Yeah.
And now we're having people that are starting to live lives a little more normally, and we're having more testing available to us.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it is the summertime. It's warm and people want to get some sun. I mean, I need some vitamin D in my life. It's, you know, so what do you think people can do now to get that, like, work-life COVID-aware balance, and how can they remain safe? And we've got, like, 2 minutes. You've got to tell us what we can do.
Well, there are two camps, the mask and the no mask camp. I think if you're really nervous and worried about it, by all means, wear a mask. But certainly the same thing that we've always been telling everybody, which is wash your hands. And if you're sick, don't go out and about. We've all done it. I will admit it. We've all been at work sick. But now it's probably more important to stay home. And I know everyone's anxious to get out and about because we are. We're tired of being locked in. It's okay when it's cold, but now it's warm and people want to get out and do things. So I think just the same common sense things, wash your hands. If you're sick, don't go to hospitals. Don't go see your vulnerable people. But otherwise, I think we're going to see a peak before we see a drop. And I'm not sure that there's a great way to avoid that.
I mean, it's true. We're kind of just dead in the water. No pun intended, not wishing death on anyone, but we're kind of just sitting here trying to figure it out. I mean, for the pandemic film that my partner and I, and that you're helping and you're involved in casting, you know, we go and we sit for 2 weeks. I come and I sequester myself. I make one run a week to the mailbox and to the store, and I just sequester for 2 weeks, and then I travel again, and then I sequester for 2 weeks. And I think having a mask and gloves when I'm there and ordering in and staying in my hotel room, that's as good as I can do it and work. For those people that have to get out and travel, what's your word of caution suggestion? I mean, are we finding that the airplanes are any safer with the filters? I mean, what can we do?
Well, the airplane air has actually been—it's always been pretty safe because very little of it is recirculated, and that's only to help keep the humidity up a little bit high. Otherwise, it's too dry. So most of that is actually air pulled from the inside. Now, personally, having worked for the airlines and now having traveled very extensively, I say that the airlines are cleaning the planes much, much better instead of just and taking garbage out of the seats. They're actually cleaning things, wiping things down. The flight I took last week only had 8 people on it on the way home. So they asked us to put our overhead call lights on so that they knew where people sat so they could clean.
That's smart. Well, thank you. Well, we're out of time. I hate to cut you off. Thank you for coming on. Please tell people where they can find you. Just so you guys know, Jennifer is not only an amazing nurse and a worldwide traveler, but she's also helping people redefine what they want in life. And it's Control Alt Jen on Instagram and Facebook. Tell people how they can reach you if they want some life coaching and counseling.
You can reach me, like Monique said, on Instagram. I'm at Control Alt Jen on Instagram. And I also am at controlaltjen@gmail.com. And you can reach me there. You can email me and I can email you back or call you. Or we can FaceTime, Skype, since we all have now the Zoom down. I think everybody's pretty set up for that.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. We're going to see you soon. She's a permanent fixture of the pandemic posse. Stay safe. I will talk to you soon, my friend. And thank you for everything you're doing out there as a healthcare hero. You guys, thanks for tuning in. As usual, what we start up today, be safe, be kind to each other, and I'll see you guys next weekend.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.